It's been 1 year this month since the Agyinovich Healing Center opened in Bethel.
One cut, two, right?
A ribbon cutting celebrated the new facility. Since opening, about 45 people from Bethel, surrounding Yukon, Kuskokwim villages, and even from outside the region have started treatment here for opioid addiction. The 16 treatment beds at the Healing Center are a precious resource in a state with a bed shortage for residential addiction treatment. So far, the program has been able to offer beds to everyone who's needed one. YKHC estimates about 250 people in Bethel actively use heroin, about 500 recreationally. That's based on a formula from the Centers for Disease Control. For the villages, no estimate exists. Andre Taylor, YKHC behavioral health clinician, says more people are coming to get help because addiction has begun to lose its stigma.
Now it's a lot more accepted. You have people who are opting to bring family members to come to sessions and to be involved in things like that, and not something we saw early on in the program.
Nationwide, the conversation is no longer about addiction as a moral failing, and instead centers on the physiological. Patients going through the program spend 6 weeks at the center with treatment that combines medical detoxification with behavioral health therapy. That's followed by extensive outpatient care. All the while, the client takes addiction treatment medication and participates in individual and group behavioral health therapy. The services continue after becoming alumni. Dr. Ellen Hodges is YKHC's chief of staff.
The best outcome for the clients is the combination of the intensive treatment, behavioral health-wise, and then also the medication to help them stay clean. So providing one without the other isn't an option.
The medication the program uses most frequently is Suboxone. It can address opioid addiction, but behavioral health clinician Andre Taylor says treatment goes beyond that single issue.
Most people who come in the program with opioid addiction have a variety of addictions. So the Suboxone helps with the withdrawal from the opioids. However, the treatment that we give can be over a variety of different conditions as far as alcohol and drug addiction.
While the clients are receiving treatment, they're also learning life skills, like finding housing and a job. The program can even apply for state grants to help with a couple months' rent. YKHC is also working to reduce the availability of opioids by talking with patients and physicians to limit how opioid painkillers are prescribed. Dr. Ellen Hodges.
So generally speaking, 3 to 7 days after a major surgical procedure, you should be able to control your pain with Tylenol and ibuprofen, and that should be an expectation, and patients should be educated about this prior to even getting the surgery.
YKHC's opioid addiction treatment program is only offered in Bethel. The village clinics offer some behavioral health services and are all stocked with Narcan, a drug that reverses opioid overdoses. Anyone in the region who knows someone using opioids or heroin can get Narcan mailed to them for free by calling the pharmacy at 907-543-6196. You can also stop by the pharmacy in Bethel or talk with your healthcare provider. To learn more about YKHC's opioid treatment program, call 543-6173 or 543-1967. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.